The nation of Nelson is utterly broken, says Farage, as he promises a government that will stand up for the country, defense. By Oliver J. J. Lane on March 18, 2026. Britain was built on sea power and is the nation of Nelson, but has been emasculated and humiliated on the world stage by its own government. Brexit leader Nigel Farage reflected, as he promised a national defence under a reformed government. Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage said the British people are deeply concerned about the state of the nation and worried about the point it has reached. At a rally of members and supporters in Milton Keynes on Tuesday evening, as he decried developments of recent weeks as underlining the state of decay under years of defence cuts. Without stating whether Britain should be joining in the war in the Middle East, Mr. Farage said it was a stunning failure that the government had failed to even allow the British military, what is left of it, to react appropriately to events and pre-deploy to protect British sovereign territory on Cyprus. The Brexit boss said, "We are utterly broken when it comes to the defence of the realm. Can you imagine it? The nation of Nelson. And 17 days ago an RAF base in Cyprus came under direct attack from Iranian missiles, and 17 days later, after the Greeks have sent a ship to help us, the French have sent a ship to help us, the Spanish have sent a ship to help us. And 17 days on, HMS Dragon has made it as far as Gibraltar. Can you believe that a nation that was built on sea power has sunk to these depths? 14 years of a conservative government running down our armed forces while pushing up the welfare bill. And now a Labour Prime Minister who can't make his mind up on basically anything. Britain is being humiliated on the world stage," said Farage, who said a future Reform Party government would not stand for such degradations. He promised, "We're going to stand up for our nation. Stand up for our culture. Stand up for our history. Stand up for our people." As well as his remarks on Britain's now notoriously poor state of defence, Farage also made strident comments on mass migration, a key theme for his party and its supporters, which have seen it pushed up in the polls. Per Reform Count, the party has topped every national poll consecutively for the past 250 polls, very nearly since the last general election. In other words, a remarkable achievement for the insurgent faction. In remarks that Mr. Farage himself predicted would likely stir trouble, he warned against the ongoing exchange of population accelerating demographic change, whereby Britain's most productive flee abroad to escape the cruelly punitive tax regime, while new migrants rush in to access the tax-funded welfare system, he said. "We've allowed large groups of people to populate many parts of our inner cities where far from integrating with British culture, they in many cases don't learn the language, and they want to impose their way of life on us. And we say never, ever, ever. We will stand up for our language, we will stand up for our culture. We will not bow down to threats from any overseas organizations or anyone who doesn't recognize the greatness, freedom, and independence of our country. It's a period of complete economic failure. As hundreds of thousands leave, talented people, taxpayers, entrepreneurs, business types. And frankly, they are being replaced with goat herders from Afghanistan."